слушаш това е новата песен Loneliness Remains, but I'm not alone anymore. I have Nick Holmes with me. Hey Nick, hello, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, I believe that the start of the autumn is the time of the year that you feel more comfortable, or it's a fake impression?
No, I like the I like most things when they change. It's quite a nice time. Yeah, when I can start wearing a big jacket, that's the nice time. Yeah.
Mhm. Казах му есента да ви предполагам, че това е най-точното време за теб, съдейки по вашата музика. Той каза, да, обичам да нося големи якета. All right, 25 years later. We have this forthcoming compilation in 2 weeks' time. Obviously, the first question should be, throughout the 25 years, what has been the saddest moment in the band history?
The saddest moment?
Yeah.
I mean, beyond the personal tragedy or anything like that, not really, because it's, for want of a better word, it's been a real kind of positive thing for the entire duration, really. I mean, you know, regardless of how the music is cynical and whatever, but or dark, but the actual band life itself, there hasn't really been any beyond the bickering when we're drunk. There's kind of no massive things, you know.
Казах му, добре, не всъщност издавате това нещо след две седмици, за да отбележите 25 години история на Paradise Lost. Кой беше най-тъжният момент във вашата история? Той казва, встрани от някои лични проблеми не мога да видя никакъв мрачен елемент, защото ние всъщност успяхме да се развием и да стигнем до тук, до където сме. Разбира се, музиката ни е цинична, мрачна, като изключим моментите, в които сме адски почерпени, всичко е наред. Okay then, so what has been the happiest moment?
Happiest moment? Too many to mention. There's been lots of. I mean, we've played with our favourite bands. We've toured, you know, toured with Ozzy Osbourne. We've done shows with Black Sabbath. We've been all over the world. You know, so everything compounded in a one. It's all been pretty positive, really. You know, beyond kind of when we're on a bus, the tour bus is broken down. That's not a particularly positive thing, but apart from that, it's all pretty good, really. You know.
Ага, всъщност е кой е най-щастливият момент? Много щастливи моменти. Това, че успяхме да свирим и да сме на турнета с някои от най-любимите ни групи. Свирили сме с Ози, с Black Sabbath. Изобщо, наистина, всичко е много добре. When you look back, if you were not a musician yourself, Nick, what else would you do in life today?
The longer I am a musician, the less I can think about that. I just couldn't tell you. I have no idea anymore. I think I quite like the idea of being a taxidermist, but not only for a day, maybe. I mean, next tomorrow it could be something else, you know. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Попитах го, добре, не, всъщност предвид факта, че се занимаваш с музика толкова отдавна, ако не беше станал музикант, какъв според теб щеше да бъдеш днес? Той каза, колкото повече време минава и колкото повече всъщност се занимавам с това, не мисля, че изобщо мога да дам отговор на този въпрос. Нямам абсолютно никаква представа. It's been a year since your last studio recording, this fantastic album, Tragic Idol. This brand new compilation is something absolutely very interesting, but I'm sure that lots of fans are asking themselves when the proper Paradise Lost studio album is going to be ready.
We've only just started to write, so it usually takes about 9 months to produce an album, to make an album. So each album kind of gets harder to write, just purely because we've done so many, I think, and obviously making it hopefully a good album, that takes time as well. So I don't know. I mean, we're starting writing now, so I mean, hopefully 9 or 10 months from now, hopefully, you know.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. Предвид факта, че това издание, компилацията, наистина е супер интересна по повод 25 години история на Paradise Lost, но практически техният последен албум излезе преди цяла година, 13-ти в тяхната история, и съм сигурен, че много хора си задават въпроса кога ще излезе следващият албум след Tragic Idol, още повече, че той всъщност излезе през април 2012, т.е. цяла година и половина. От тогава той каза, обикновено, предвид факта, че един албум отнема около 9 месеца, а ние едва сега започваме да го правим, не знам, може би след около 10 месеца ще бъде готов. Well, what is the most interesting thing about the compilation then? There is a brand new studio track, we just heard part of it, Loneliness Remains. But was it fun doing it?
Yeah, I mean, we did, I mean, we just redid two songs from the beginning of the band, really. It wasn't difficult to decide which era to do because, you know, we just wanted to do the beginning. And those songs, like Gothic and Our Savior, were very much kind of songs of the time, which were classed as the kind of best songs from those first two records. Doing the new song, we did that, we wrote that prior to going in the studio, so it was a... You know, it's very much kind of on the, off the cuff kind of song. We did it very quickly. I wrote it quickly, specifically for this album. So, and then the rest, obviously, a lot of rare stuff in there that perhaps people haven't heard. You know.
Mhm. Беше ли забавно да правите тази компилация преди малко, преди да го включим? Чухме част от чисто новия запис на Loneliness Remains. Ще чуем парчето отново. Беше ли забавно? Той каза да, освен тази нова песен, която всъщност записахме и написахме точно преди да влезем в студио, записахме на ново и две наши стари парчета, не беше трудно да изберем кои, от най-ранните ни години, Gothic и Our Savior, всъщност, така или иначе, мисля, че се получи добре. Well, there is a thing that outside of the UK and outside of England, the concept of, well, what is British rock about had changed through the years. I mean, you know, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, da-da-da. Then we had Def Leppard with T-shirts, with Union Jack, and Iron Maiden are now waving very much the idea of music, metal made in England. But if I ask you, as a native English guy, what is the most typical English rock band, according to you?
Most typical English? That's... I don't know, I mean, yeah, I mean, probably like, off the top of my head, Maiden, but that's probably because they've been waving the flag for a while, so in metal, probably. I mean, outside metal music, I would say probably Oasis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sum everything up, but I mean... it depends because, you know, like we're a band from Yorkshire and we feel kind of different to perhaps the rest of England in Yorkshire. We're kind of very on our own in a way, so I would say we are a very typical Yorkshire band, for sure, but whether we're very typical British, I don't know. So, but I mean, maybe a band that sums up everything, I guess Maiden's kind of as good as anyone, or even Sabbath, you know.
Mm-hmm. Въпросът беше преди факта, че идеята за британски рок и метал през годините някакси се олицетворява от различни групи, което естествено Ози, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin и така нататък в началото пък на 80-те Def Leppard носеха потници и гащи с английското, т.е. с британското знаме. Iron Maiden в момента веят много високо знамето на метал, произведен в Англия. Попита го според него, като кореняк англичанин, коя е най-типичната английска група. Той каза, може би Maiden, защото наистина те веят този флаг напоследък много активно, но иначе, ако е нещо в страни от метала, може би Oasis. Ние самите Paradise Lost сме от Йоркшир, т.е. сме малко по-различни от другите. Според нас, не знам дали сме най-типичната йоркширска група, самите ние. Не знам и изобщо дали можем да бъдем определени като много типична английска група. So, after releasing this, obviously you are going to concentrate on writing the new studio record, but actually, what is the next big thing for Paradise Lost? Because a quarter of a century is quite a period of time, but it means nothing if you're not thinking of the future.
Absolutely. I mean, we're going to do a short tour with our friends in Lacuna Coil and Catatonia, which we start off in England and finish up in Switzerland. We're going to do those days. That takes us through to like the kind of mid-November. But I mean, in between that, we're just seriously trying to think about the future, think about a new album. That's, you know, from my point of view, that's the most important thing now. I want to make sure that we can start getting the ball rolling with a new record, really. So yeah, it's nice to, you know, think about the longevity of the band and celebrate. But yeah, of course, like you say, it's kind of, hopefully we can keep moving forward, you know.
25 години е нещо наистина много яко, но всъщност добре е да се мисли и за бъдещето, т.е. вероятно те ще се концентрират в своя следващ албум. Попитах Ник, той каза да, ще направим едно турне с нашите добри приятели Lacuna Coil и Catatonia. То ще започне в Англия и ще завърши в Швейцария в средата на ноември, но наистина, както и ти каза, един... дългия живот на групата е нещо хубаво, но човек трябва да се концентрира и в това, което му предстои, да включим отново машините да се завъртят напред за бъдещия албум. Okay, so is there anything that you wanted me to ask you, but I didn't?
I don't know, I covered it quite well actually in the brief time we had together. So, No, it was cool, you know. Hopefully, you know, we can get to Bulgaria again at some point as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a good time last time we were there as well. So, yeah, I mean, apart from that, yeah, it's, I don't know.
No, I mean, not in general. I mean, last week we had Max Cavalera, and since he's from Brazil and has always been very sensitive on what is happening in the world, our conversation turned to be pretty much surrounded around the Syria thing and very political.
Yeah.
But I mean, are you a happy man? What do you, how do you feel today with the world, with all the new iPads and iPhones?
I don't know. It's a weird thing. I mean, obviously, I mean, I've got children that are approaching adulthood anyway, so I just see what they're kind of into, and I kind of bounce off that myself. I mean, I am very much into technology. What's going on in the world? Yeah, it's just kind of one thing after another, really, isn't it? It's every year there's something bad. Every week there's something bad. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's pretty fucked up, really, for want of a better word. Again, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm fairly happy at the moment. Yeah, it's just kind of getting on with it, you know. What can you do at 43? You know, you just get on with it.
Yeah, I mean, you try to keep healthy and to have enough friends to come through, right?
Yeah, I'm very much in a I'm very much into fitness and keeping fit and all that stuff. Yeah, so it's just like I said, there's a lot of horrible stuff going on, and I don't know, it's just the sign of the times, you know. It's always happened, but it's just happening now, you know.
All right, so it was a pleasure having you with us today. Have fun, and I'm sure we'll see you very soon. Thank you, Nick. Bye-bye.
Yeah, cheers, man. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Всъщност поговорихме си за няколко други неща. Попитах го: добре бе, Ник, има ли нещо, което не те попитахме, а ти би искал да кажеш? Той доста се посмя, каза: всъщност за краткото време, в което си говорим, ми се струва, че си изкарваме добре. Аз казвам: не, миналата седмица си говорихме с Макс Кавалера, преди факта, че той е от Бразилия, нали, и винаги имал една много изострена чувствителност прямо от това какво се случва по света. Говорихме си много и за Сирия. Ти всъщност щастлив човек ли си? Как се чувстваш в момента? Ник каза: о, да, страхотно. Аз казах, защото всичките тези технологии, които се развиват, нови iPhone и нови iPad, и той каза: да, всичко е добре, имам вече и деца, ще видим те как ще се развият. Наистина с технологиите човек не знае, всеки ден излиза нещо ново, но и рече светът общо взето е прецакан, ситуацията не е много готина. Говорихме си и за това, че окей, значи в тази система се поддържаш в добро здраве и се виждаш с приятели. Той каза: в интерес на истината, аз съм доста фит, доста здрав, фитнес, след което си обещахме да се видим скоро отново в България, защото той каза, че наистина е щастлив, радва се от това, че в групата му всичко е наред, и се надява отново да дойдат Paradise Lost в България, защото последния път са се забавлявали наистина много. Ник Холмс от Paradise Lost.